Some watermen said they were shocked and angry when the Potomac River Fisheries Commission couldn't agree on limiting the sanctuary, which they fear could extend to where they set nets for blue catfish, tong for oysters, and trap crabs. Richard Rich, a waterman from St. Mary's County, said he's not sure he understands how to interpret NOAA documents for sanctuaries.
For example, a large anchor can't be used. Well, who's to determine that large anchor? In my eyes, I use some pretty large anchors in my fishing gear. And to some people, these anchors might be gigantic anchors. You know, to me, they're just big anchors.
Mallows Bay on the Maryland side of the river is the graveyard of a fleet of merchant ships sunk there after World War I. It's been nominated to be a National Marine Sanctuary. But Martin Gary, executive secretary for the commission, says watermen fear that could cut into their livelihoods. And he's getting an earful.
These fishing constituents are unified in a way that I have rarely seen. The commission took no action in the face of this. So I think everybody's trying to digest what that means.
The key question, will the federal government take over fishing management on the Potomac? Virginia and Maryland attorneys general say there's no indication of that, and if they try, Maryland's governor could veto any attempt. Rich is making calls to Maryland congressmen to set up more meetings. I'm Pamela D'Angelo for 88.1 WYPR.